Welcome. Good morning. So we start by sitting comfortably on our mat, closing our eyes, finding our breath. And these first few moments, begin to turn the volume down on your thoughts. And as we turn down the volume and mute our thoughts, perhaps we can awaken the voice of our heart. Let it sing through this practice today. Let's drop our head down, let it rock from side to side. And then bringing hands to the heart. May this practice today bring healing to the body, peace to the mind, joy to the heart, and a unity with our spirit. Awaken the voice of your heart. Let it sing. Inhaling, take your hands up from the heart. Reach them open and all the way around. Coming back to the heart, the song of your heart, sing. And then bringing hands back again to the heart. Each time the voices begin to go up in volume, the voice of your thoughts, turn it back down again. Let the song of your heart be what you hear. Now inhale, reach to the sky. Exhaling, let's fold to a forward bend. We'll lay our hands down to the mat and step our feet back to come to downward facing dog. Now begin to enjoy opening your body little by little. Giving each part a nice opening stretch. Coming onto the toes as you step one heel at a time all the way down. Excuse me. Let's walk our hands back to our feet. Here we'll hang down in a standing forward bend as we slowly, gently release places where holding on to tightness begin to soften. And then we'll walk our hands forward again, returning to downward facing dog. Remember, as we practice, each person's song is unique. So practice in the way that feels good for your body, a place where you feel alive, where you can let the song in your heart sing. Lay the knees down to the mat now. Sit down onto your heels. Take hands to the heart, and with an inhale, let your song rise up, rising all the way up from the ground, and exhaling, coming down. Let the volume on that song grow. Once more, from the heart, the song rises up. And as we come down this time, let's extend into child's pose. Reaching the hands forward as we reach the hips back. Establishing a nice, quiet place to rest. Anytime you'd like to stop, take a moment to just be still. Feel free to come back to this child's pose. It's always here awaiting your return. The toes turn under the feet, hips reach to the sky. Downward facing dog. Let's step our right foot forward. Left knee comes to the mat. Inhale, arms wide open now. And then exhale, bow. Now let yourself flow. Moving in rhythm to our breath. One more opening, and then one more bow. And we take hands to the mat, we step the right foot back. Inhale, bring your shoulders up and over your wrists into kneeling plank. Exhale, lower down. Inhale, shoulders roll back, the heart lifts into cobra. And exhale back again, child's pose. Let's do that again. Inhale, forward, kneeling plank. Exhale, lower down. Inhaling, cobra. And exhale, child's pose. Our toes come to the floor. Our hips up into the sky, downward facing dog. Step the left foot forward. Right knee comes down, inhale. The heart opens to sing it loud. Exhale, bow. And we flow. One more time, inhale and open wide. And then take one last bow. As hands come to the mat, step the left foot back. Inhaling forward, kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, cobra. And exhale, child's pose. Now keep flowing. The breath provides the rhythm. The movement provides the melody. And our practice becomes a song. Let this one now be your last flow. And lay you down again into your child's pose. And then we turn toes into the floor, reaching hips to the sky, downward facing dog. Walking the feet now up to meet the hands. Inhale, rise all the way up. Exhale, bring hands into the heart. And with an inhale, let your song rise up. Dive all the way down. Bring a prayer right up the center of your body and let it open into a song. And one more time, let the prayer rise up. Let your arms open and hold that note. And then bring hands back into the heart. Walking up to the very front of the mat now for a sun salutation. Inhale, reach to the sky. Exhale, sit down, chair pose. And then inhale, rise to the sky. Add in a little back bend if it feels nice. Exhaling, dive down. Inhale, lift up halfway. And exhaling, take hands to the mat. Let's step our right foot back. Lunge or kneeling lunge. Inhaling, the arms rise. And exhaling, they return to the mat and we step back. Plank or kneeling plank, exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. Exhaling back, downward facing dog, reaching the right leg up to the sky. Step or help your right foot forward. Lunge or kneeling lunge. And exhaling, hands come to the mat, the left foot steps forward. And inhaling, we rise. Exhale, chair. Inhale, to the sky, maybe that little back bend again. And exhale, swoop down. Inhale, halfway lift. Exhaling, hands come to the mat, now it's the left foot stepping back. Lunge or kneeling lunge. Exhale, come down. Step back. Plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up.
Exhaling, downward facing dog. Now the left leg reaches up in the sky. Stepper, help the left foot forward.
Lunge or kneeling lunge. Exhaling, hands to the earth. We step forward again.
Inhale, catch a wave of breath.
Exhale, chair. Inhale to the sky. One little back bend again if you want. And exhale, dive down.
Inhale to the horizon.
And exhale, let hands come to the mat. Step the feet back.
And come to a moment. Come for a moment to downward facing dog.
Turn the volume way down on your thoughts. Let the song in your heart sing out loud and clear.
So we move now to our standing flows. Like a song, we have a chorus and we have verses. So let's begin with the chorus, looking to the hands, walk or jump your feet forward. Inhale, rise all the way up.
Exhaling, hands to the heart.
Now with an inhale, take the song in your heart, reach it up, sing it out,
hold that note as arms reach up and open. And then exhale, diving down.
Prayer rises up our body.
This time our arms reach into the air and we circle them around 2 times, toward the back and then to the front. And then as we reach to the sky again, we exhale and sit down into chair. Connecting to our center, a strong and powerful place. Now from this strong chair, rise up, take hands behind the back, fingers joining together, roll the shoulders back. Now let your heart sing it out. And then tip the hips and fold forward.
Hands come down to the mat, we walk or jump the feet back. Vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank.
Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up.
Exhaling back, downward facing dog. So let's move on now to the first verse of this song, a verse about strength and power. Reach your right leg to the sky. Step the right foot forward.
Back foot flat down, we reach up, warrior one. Let this pose sing of strength. Confidence, of standing up for what you believe in, of looking life straight in the eye. Now in this strong warrior, take your index fingers and thumbs and loop them into a circle. Bend the elbows so the upper arms come parallel to the ground. Step onto the right foot, dancing Shiva pose. Take your left leg, angle it in front of the right leg as you bend the right knee a bit. The right foot, in the depictions of the dancing Shiva and the Nataraja, stomping on the demon. So we signify letting go of what we don't need so we can stand strong in what we do. Now straighten the right leg, reach to the sky, step the left foot halfway back. Hands come to the heart, pyramid pose. Take hands to the hips if you like, or make a prayer behind your back. And let's tip our pelvis forward and slowly enter pyramid pose. The strong grounding of the feet here, reminding us how important it is to have a strong foundation in order to grow. So feel the roots from your feet to the earth as you gently let your body open and you grow into the pose.
Now take hands to the mat, step your feet back. Let's take a little forward and back flow. Inhaling, come to plank or kneeling plank. And then exhale, push back again, downward facing dog. There's a strength here in our center. There's a strength in our whole body as we use all our muscles to move forward and back. Now come all the way back to downward facing dog as the verse continues with strength. Left leg to the sky. Step the left foot forward. Back foot flat down. We reach up, warrior one. Let your body sing this song of strength. Feel the rhythm of your breath. And let your body, your movement, create the melody. Index fingers and thumbs create a circle. The elbows bend. Upper arms parallel to the ground. Step onto the left foot. Dancing Shiva pose. Angle the right leg in front of the left with the left knee bent. Stomp out what you don't need. Turn down the volume on your thoughts. Reach to the sky, straightening the left leg. Step the right foot halfway back. Hands to the heart and then to the hips or the prayer behind your back. Tipping the pelvis forward, pyramid pose. Continuing to sing with your body about strength. We take hands down to the mat. We step our feet back. Vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhaling, arch up. And with an exhale, back to downward facing dog. Let's sing the chorus. Look to the hands. Walk or jump the feet forward. Inhale, rise up. Exhaling, hands come to the heart. Inhale, let your song rise up. Hold that note. Arms reaching up and out to the sky. Dive all the way down. Prayer rising up the body. Reaching into the sky, we circle the arms around two times. And then exhale, chair pose. Find your center in this chair pose. Find a deep focus. And then rising up from the chair, hands behind the back. Fingers joined together, roll the shoulders back. The song come nice and loud, right from your heart. And then tip the hips forward. Fold into a forward bend. And hands come to the ground, walk or jump the feet back. Vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. Exhale, back, downward facing dog. Verse 2, a verse about joy. Reach your right leg to the sky. Step or help your right foot forward with a big step, lunge or kneeling lunge. As you reach up to the sky, let this be a verse about joy. Song in your heart, happy, beautiful, inspiring. And sing out nice and loud. And then hands return to the heart as we add a twist. Left elbow crossing the right thigh. We lengthen as we spiral this twist around to the right.
Continue to lengthen as you twist. Spread your arms wide open here if you like. Or keep them in a prayer if you like that better. This is your song. Sing it the way it feels right for you, the way it's most beautiful. And then the twist unwinds. As hands come to the mat, we lay the back knee down. If you like a deeper stretch, feel free to take it here. Arms reach to the sky and hands create a steeple over our head. Reach the steeple up nice and high, and if you like, you can add a backbend here. But listen to the song of your heart, of your body, and know what feels like the right place for you to be. Where the song is most joyful. Come down to the mat and we step back. Forward and back flow. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. And then exhale back to downward facing dog. Moving with the breath feels wonderful, feels joyful. The rhythm of the breath combined with the melody of our movement. Come back to downward facing dog. Continuing the second verse, take the left leg to the sky. Big step forward, step or help. Your right left foot forward, lunge or kneeling lunge. Let your heart sing a song that's inspiring. It's beautiful, that's joyful. And then bring hands to the heart for a twist. Right elbow this time crossing left thigh. With a lengthening, we twist around to the left. Again, feel free to extend the arms wide open if you like. Or to tuck the hands in a prayer right at your heart. Twist then unwinds as the hands come to the mat, we lay the back knee down. Take a deeper stretch if it feels nice. Arms to the sky, creating a steeple overhead. The steeple rises up, and maybe the back bend appears. What is your song? Turn the volume way down on the voices of your thoughts. Let it all be the song from your heart. And then hands come to the mat. And let's step back. Vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. Exhale, back, downward facing dog. Look to the hands, walk or jump your feet forward. Let's sing the chorus. Inhale, rise all the way up. Exhale, bring hands into the heart. Awaken the song in your heart. Inhale, reach up and open and hold that note. And then diving down. The prayer rises up the center of our body. Arms reach to the sky and they circle around and around. And then we sit down into chair. Rising up from the chair, hands come behind the back. Fingers joining together, roll the shoulders back and let your heart sing. Tip the hips forward, pour yourself into a forward bend. Hands fall down to the floor, we walk or jump the feet back.
vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower.
Inhaling, arch up.
Exhale, back, downward facing dog. The last verse of this song is about opening, creating space. Reach your right leg up into the sky. Take a wide step forward with the right foot. Lay the back foot flat. Open to warrior two. And let your body sing about open space, about freedom. With each breath, find a little more letting go so that you can create a little more open space, a little more breathing space within you. Posture of this warrior with our legs. Take a little reach forward, turn the right hand over. Stretch it across the sky as you come to the reverse warrior and create space in your right side body. This is a verse about opening, about open spaces, about freedom. And bend the right arm and lay it across the right thigh as the left fingertips point to the sky. Looking up to the tips of your left fingers. Create your opening here. All variations are welcome as long as you're creating open space and letting your heart sing. Take the top arm and begin to circle it around, first reaching toward the back wall. Alongside your back leg, pointing down to the floor. As the left hand points to the front of the room, straighten the right leg. And let the circle continue as you open into triangle pose. And let your body sing of freedom, of open space. Carefully coming down to the mat, we step back. Forward and back flow. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhaling back, downward facing dog. Feel the breathing space in your body as you move back and forth. Body filled up with breath. Feels almost more buoyant as you move. Come back to downward facing dog as we continue this verse about freedom, about open space, left leg high in the sky. Great big step forward with the left foot, back foot flat, warrior two. As the body sings its song of freedom and space, the breath enters that space. Maintaining the powerful stance of a warrior. A little reach forward, the left hand turns over and reaches across the sky. We enter the reverse warrior as we create more space, this time in our left side body. More freedom. Bend the left arm now, laid across the left thigh, right fingers point to the sky. And we create open space. And we let the breath enter. How can I bring more spaciousness into this moment? Circle the top arm toward the back, alongside your back leg, near the floor, and as you point to the front of the room again, straighten the left leg. And the circle completes as we open into triangle.
just full of space, incredible freedom. We find the stability of this pose by standing right over our feet. And from that stability, the freedom grows. And then the hands come down to the mat, and we step back. Vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. Exhale, back, downward facing dog. One last chorus. Look to the hands, walk or jump your feet forward. Inhale, rise all the way up. Exhale, bring hands into the heart. And with an inhale, let your heart sing. Reach up and open and hold that note. And then dive down. Take a prayer right up your body. Arms reaching to the sky and then circling around and around. And we sit down into chair pose. Rise up again. This time take hands around to your low back. Make fists. Check in with your feet hip distance apart. Let's let this song grow to a crescendo with a standing back bend. Rise up from the foundation of your feet on the floor. Roll your shoulders back. And now let your heart sing. Each person's heart contributing to this incredible music with their own voice. Carefully, gently, rising from the back bend, we take hands to the hips, pouring the back bend down to a forward bend. Let your hands drop down, give yourself a moment to hang and decompress. And then lay hands to the mat, walk or jump the feet back for our last vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. Exhaling back, downward facing dog. Let your knees come to rest on the floor. Hips slip gently into the heels. And we come to the quiet of child's pose. Lay yourself down. But keep the thoughts muted so that the only song you hear is the song of your heart. And slowly we look to the front of the mat. We'll lay our hands down as if they're planted here. Toes under the feet. Hips to the sky. We come to downward facing dog and nice and slowly let's walk our feet up to meet our hands. And with an inhale, we gently rise. Hands come in again to touch our heart. We come now to balancing, deepening our focus. Let's begin balancing on the right foot and let's start today with tree pose. So create the root system for your tree and when you feel steady, take the left foot to the ankle, the calf, or the thigh. Touch hands in again at the heart in a prayer. And then if you like, you can let them extend up and out. But everyone's song is different. So find the way this fits you, that sings your song. And hands return to the heart again. Let's take our left knee forward so that the thigh rises parallel to the floor. Feel the roots of your tree still strong. As you stand a little taller, feel free to straighten the left leg if you like it, or keep it bent if you prefer. The volume of the thoughts down to the lowest point possible. Now bend your left leg if it's straight, and let's reach our arms into the sky. We fly, warrior three. Send the left leg behind you now as you take off and soar. Where do your arms help you fly? Where will your song take you today? And then come in for a gentle landing on 2 feet again, and give yourself whatever stretch you crave. And let's practice our balancing on the left leg, beginning with the roots for the tree, and then the right foot, the ankle, calf, or thigh. The prayer touches the heart, or perhaps the arms reach into the sky. Volume all the way down to mute on the voice of our thoughts. But we hear the breath. We hear the melody of our body, the song of our heart. Prayer touches again at our heart. We take the right leg forward, thigh parallel to the floor. Pushing into the roots, we grow taller and straighter and stronger. Straighten the right leg if you like that. Bend the knee if you like that. And now with all of us bending the knee, the prayer rises into the sky and we fly into warrior three. Send the right leg behind you and let yourself soar. Your breath providing the rhythm. Your body providing the melody. The heart composing your song. And returning to 2 feet, again, whatever stretch you crave. And then with an inhale, arms reach to the sky. And exhaling, we pour ourselves gently down. Hands reach for the floor, the feet step back. And once again, we lay our knees down. Slip our hips gently into our heels. Or our heels gently into our... No, that was right. Hips into heels. Walk hands around to the right. Take a lovely side bend into your left side body. And hands again to center, then around to the left. Turn to center once more. Planting the hands, tuck toes under the feet. Reach hips to the sky. Come to a slow downward facing dog. Our practice slows down and the song becomes an arpeggio. Slower, softer. We enter the hip opening of pigeon pose now. Feel free to take the variation on your back if that's your song. Step the right leg forward. Bend the knee so the foot comes behind the left hand, knee behind the right. Lay the left leg down as you deepen and find the place where this pose is your song. Lifted or lowered, close your eyes and be only in this moment. Soothing rhythm of your breath. The quiet melody of the opening of your body. Find the place where you feel, especially in your right hip, a sense of letting go. Thank you.
mat. If you're laying on your back, roll yourself up. If you're in this variation, curl your left toes under, send your right leg to the sky. And then bring your right leg forward again as if stepping right into pigeon pose again. But this time, let's step the left knee in right behind, snug to the right. With feet open wide, we sit between the feet for a twist. Right hand behind the back. With an inhale, left arm reaches to the sky. And then exhaling, we hook the left elbow across the right thigh. And the twist spirals its way around to the right. Let it grow from the earth to the sky, corkscrewing up through your back and spine. And then we feel the twist as it unwinds. We swing the left foot back. We set hands to the mat. Excuse me, that was the right foot first. Hands to the mat. Step the left leg back. And find your way to downward facing dog. A moment to compare the feeling and sensation on your right side from your left. One side tingles with aliveness. Let's get that tingling now on the other side as we move to pigeon on the left. Again, take the variation on your back if that's your song. Step the left leg forward, foot behind the right, knee behind the left. Enter slowly, carefully, listening, breathing. Dissolve into the rhythm of your breath here as you find your opening, the place where this pose sings to you, where the melody for you is right in key. The rhythm of the breath now is slower, it's deeper. Come onto the mat. If you're on the floor, on your back, just roll yourself up. If you're here, turn the right toes under, send the left leg to the sky. And then return the left leg to the entrance of pigeon pose, but hop the right knee, snug behind the left. Sit between the feet, left hand behind the back. Inhaling, right arm to the sky. Exhaling, right elbow crosses left thigh. And the twist spirals its way around to the left now. Let it grow right up and through the crown of your head. And then we allow it to unwind. Step the left foot back, hands to the mat. Step the right foot back. Feel a matched feeling of tingling aliveness on both sides of your body. And then lay the knees down. Cross the ankles. Come over the tops of your feet. Let's extend our legs out now for a forward bend. Inhaling, we reach to the sky as we rise into this breath. Exhaling, turn the pelvis forward and fold into a forward bend. Listening to your song. Find where it's in perfect pitch for you. Pulling ourselves and forcing makes the song too sharp. Not doing quite enough to find our perfect place makes this pose a bit flat. So where can your body sing it perfectly? Walk the hands up the legs, bend the knees, lay yourself all the way down onto the floor. gently coming to rest on your back, perhaps hugging your knees in, rocking yourself around a little on the floor to get nice and comfortable. And then take your knees directly above your hips. Lift shins up parallel to the ground. Spread arms wide on the floor. Let's deepen our connection to the strength of our abdominal muscles as we lower our knees halfway to the right. And pulling the belly in, the knees come back to center. And then halfway to the left. If your connection to your abdominal muscles feels deeper and stronger, you can do this with straight legs if you would like. One more to each side. And then as the knees come back to center one last time, wrap your arms around them. Let your head drop side to side. We're ready now to step into inversions. So if you feel like your song today is a shoulder stand, lift yourself carefully into the shoulder stand, hips up above the shoulders, supporting yourself with your hands. If your song today is a bridge pose, plant your feet firmly in the ground and lift your hips into a magnificent bridge. And turn the volume all the way down on your thoughts. And just let your heart sing to you here. Very gently, very slowly, make your return to the mat. You have lots of time to lower yourself carefully down. And when you do, draw your knees into your body, take a rock from side to side. And then set the feet on the floor now for fish pose. Lifting the hips to slip the hands under them. Stretch the legs out, sit on the hands, elbows tucked underneath our back now. The head falls back until the neck and throat are wide open. We roll the heads of the arm bones back. The shoulder blades sneak a kiss behind us and the heart reaches up. Sing it loud. And then lift the head carefully up and lay the fish pose back gently onto the floor. Slip the hands out from under your hips, reach them behind your head. Lay yourself out as long as you can on the ground in preparation for one final twist. We reach down to gather up the right leg. We'll guide it across our body to the left and drop our head to the right. Take a great, big, deep breath, and as you let it go, let your whole body release into this twist so that you can receive its gifts. The left hand slips away and falls to the floor, and we fall back onto the ground. Give yourself a moment to realign yourself to the center of your mat. And when you feel you're there, take a nice long stretch into your body. And then reach down to cradle the left leg, to guide it across you to the right as you drop your head to the left. A great big breath in, and then release it slowly as you release your whole body to receive the gifts of this twist.
releasing the right hand, the twist unwinds. We come back to the mat, once again realigning with the center. It's a little cold today. If you'd like something to keep you warm, get that now. As we lay ourselves down and enter this final relaxation. Close your eyes. Turn the volume all the way to mute on the voice of your thoughts. My heart sings an enticing melody for only me to hear, playing on a continuous loop. I am intoxicated. I am swept away. I am filled. The song drowns out anything and everything but this moment. What is that lyric? That message from my heart delivered within this song? My listening ear becomes keen, and the lyric becomes audible and clear. And it is beautiful. It is inspiring. Listen. Again and again. Receive. Again and again. How will I bring my song to life? Who will I sing to? Who will sing along with me? How will I create a choir to help me sing my song? Listen, again and again. Receive, again and again. As much time as you would like listening to the song of your heart. And when you have it memorized, take a moment to honor your practice with your own quiet closure. And then roll softly over onto your right side. To listen, to receive. And then only when you feel ready, ease your way back to the comfortable seated place where our practice began. Come here with gratitude on your lips for your practice today, for the gifts that you've received. How awesome you feel. Once again, we drop the head down, rock it gently side to side. And finding our center once more, our arms catch a wave of breath as they reach into the sky and unite in prayer. Bring the prayer first to the forehead for a song in our thoughts today. To our lips for a song in our words. And to our heart for a song in our heart. May the sun shine upon you. all love surround you. And may the pure light within you guide your way on. Together we say, Namaste. Have a great day, great weekend.